Tuesday edition of the program. We're here taking your phone calls about whatever you want as we launch here into the third hour of the show. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here into this hour, we'll take your calls. You've been hanging on patiently, so we go right to you. First, it's Joe in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hello there.
Hey. Hey.
Have a nice Saturnius Solstice Day, and Christian for you Christian fundamentalists, a nice Christmas for you fundamentalists out there.
That's very nice of you, Joe.
Yeah, it's okay to be an atheist. That's okay, too, you know. Same thing.
So I'm too religious to tolerant.
I've been listening to you for a while. I found you on my Wi-Fi radio. I got about a couple of months ago. But you're always talking about New Hampshire being the free state. Where what's about Montana? All the stuff we're doing.
What's going on up there?
Years. Oh, let's see. As of January 1, I can't get on any planes because of my state ID will not. As Montana said no to the Real ID Act. State of Montana, you can...
I'm pretty sure you're still going to be able to get on a plane. Maybe they'll just give you a secondary screening.
Hey, when I went to Vegas 2 years ago, when I came back to Vegas, they had me stretched down to my underwear in the airport before they let me
wow.
back on there. Oh, you're from Montana. We've got the extra screen you here.
New Hampshire did that, too, the real ID rejection thing.
And the Montana legislature this year told the federal government... Guns made in Montana can only be regulated by the state of Montana, not by the federal government.
I had heard about that.
Yep, that's right. That's a good one. I mean, I think so. I think that was mentioned on this show.
Yep. Yeah, they're fighting it right now, the feds, and they got it in the federal court, so
they're going
to fight on the 10th Amendment.
Aren't they also planning to reject the health care, Obamacare?
Yeah, we're not going to stand up for it.
Oh, that's
great. You know, as far as I'm concerned, anything that's going on, it's pro-freedom. I always want to hear about it on this show. So if you don't feel like Montana's getting a fair shake, by all means, you know, feel free to dial in and give us the latest. Much of that we'd already heard of, but I haven't heard of the healthcare thing.
Heard about our commercial hemp? In Montana?
Yes, we have heard that. Dave in Montana has been calling us up to brag about that. I think that's great news. Is that actually so? The hemp is now actually being planted in Montana at this point.
State of Montana in 2001, the legislature set up a system for commercial hemp, and the first plant got licensed by the state of Montana.
So there's more than one plant, I would presume, at wherever that is.
Yeah, it says there's a second license issued for another plant. We got one that's going to be going out here. This year.
It's all great news. Anything else you want to share?
We do things different here. Let's see. Public Broadcasting is even done different in Montana. We have what is called public broadcast associations. If you want a public broadcast, you join the association. You put your money in, but you don't ask the government to fund it. That's how we do it in Montana. Totally different.
I think Montana is a fine choice for people that are interested in moving somewhere else out west, maybe getting away from California. But the reason why we promote New Hampshire on this show is because, well, we're Free State Project participants. We all made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active for liberty. And that's the one thing Montana doesn't have, is it doesn't have a movement of hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. So while there are some good things happening there, and I think that's great, and the more the merrier, I think that's fantastic. I think long term there's going to be a lot more good happening here in New Hampshire because we're going to have the numbers of the activists to make that possible.
You're about 40% of the population of Montana kind of think like you do, so it's a type thing.
That's fantastic. Hey, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I think Montana's a fine, fine place. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Chris in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris. Chris, pick up your phone. Talk to us. It's the Christmas Day edition. We're talking with Chris, maybe.
Good day.
Chris in Montana. Hello, sir.
Good day, guys. How are you going there? Sorry about that.
No problem, mate.
Technical difficulties.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just thought I'd give a heads up. We've got New Year's Eve coming up here in Sydney, Australia, and all across, obviously, Australia. In New South Wales, we do have some more laws, particularly post-9/11 and other local riots here that happened years ago. And so At the moment, there's actually a war on drunks in Sydney. And so they've employed 1,400 extra cops. There's been more arrests, and they're targeting our culture of booze, which is good. Unfortunately,
Wait, the culture of booze is good, or that they're being targeted is good?
That they're being targeted is good.
What's wrong with, I mean, why can't somebody just be drunk? I mean, if they're drunk, they're not necessarily harming someone.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, and that's what happened with my case, although I wasn't even drunk yet. Basically, cops can detain people for up to 4 hours without a charge in New South Wales. There are other laws which have actually given bouncers powers outside of venues to actually act on supposed offenders with bad behaviour.
Act in what manner? A bouncer can act on an offender. What do you mean?
So, like, they can restrain the same way that they would on a private property, as in their venue. So, basically, on the footpath of the streets outside the venues, you know, incidents are occurring with bouncers and the public who aren't necessarily drunk, and that's basically what occurred with me a couple of weeks ago.
So, a bouncer messed with you and you weren't necessarily drunk? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I'd only turn up to the venue. It was on my second drink. I'd gone outside because a friend smokes. We can't smoke in pubs over here anymore. Mm. You know, a bouncer started a few words with me, and you know, I didn't react badly. I just, you know, told him I'm not doing anything wrong. And then, of course, started to put on the physical activity. And because I was resisting, because it's, you know, against my human rights, it was then escalated to the police, who then got in on it, and I was taken to a cell, detained for well over an hour without charge, and then released with a ticket, with a fine.
And you had done nothing at all. I mean, why did this guy decide to get in your face?
Because I'm not sure when. I don't know the specifics of the laws. I apologize there. But a little while ago, they passed some kind of legislation that actually allows bouncers kind of jurisdiction, so to speak,
to be cops
in front of their venue.
Right, but do you feel like he just didn't like the way you looked? I mean, what do you think his reason was for getting in your face and messing with you like that?
I think it's, you know, the feeling of power. Uh-huh. And you know, pride in their job.
So he just decided to pick on you. It's not like you called him names or something like that. He just decided
correct.
To pick on you.
Yeah, I actually had a friend's band that was playing there, and mm-hmm. I was just checking them out. I wasn't going out for a big night. I was simply going to have a couple of drinks and see how they
the
went.
Music.
Yeah, I was there for the music. I was only there with the band and a couple other friends. But that's essentially what happened. And I was, you know, I was held in a cell for a period of time. And
no charges,
yeah.
Right? You said
and then just released?
I haven't actually got the paperwork on me, so I can't actually give you what I was fined with. But
so they did charge you with something. There is going to be a fine coming?
Yes, that's correct.
I see.
Do you plan to
fine
fight
relates
it?
To some law about misbehaving in front of a venue or something like that. What I did is I made a formal complaint to the commander of that police station, mm-hmm. and I wanted to get them to get CCTV footage, which would then prove that I had not committed any crimes.
Does that footage exist?
I apologize. However, what it appears is that by the time they addressed that complaint, they actually got me to forward it to a commander that was on holidays, which delayed it a few days, that CCTV footage would no longer be available. However,
coincidence.
They actually rejected my complaint based on some other law, which I apologize, I have the name of the law here, but it basically means that they can reject complaints. So my official complaint
lovely.
Was rejected.
So basically, they are completely immune from any kind of liability, and now they have extended some level of policing powers to bouncers in the country of Australia. It sounds very strange and scary all at the same time. I thank you for the story, and I'm sorry that happened to you. I guess stay away from that bar. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever it is you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, the Christmas Day edition. We're here live. We'll take your phone calls about anything. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go and see our lovely lady Shriners. It is not a beauty contest, by the way. I'd like to point that out. Anyone who is of the female persuasion is welcome to become a Free Talk Live Shriner. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more about how to get on the Shrine and get all the details. It's shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding to your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty loving people. We're all moving to the same place and getting active. Would you want to join them? Well, I sure did. That's why I joined the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, and you can too. Head on over to freestateproject.org as we continue with your phone calls. Leroy is on the line in Pennsylvania. Leroy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Leroy. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, two questions. I guess the first comment I would make, I would not ask God to strike me down with a streetcar.
Okay.
And then you heard about the apple tree, I suppose.
The apple tree? You mean in the Garden of Eden, that apple tree?
Yeah. No, I'm not really talking about that.
No? What are you talking about?
The apple tree grows from what?
From
the seed.
In the ground?
Yeah. Well, from what does it grow?
The seed, as Luther said.
Who produced the seed?
Another apple.
Where did the first apple come from?
Ah, the chicken or the egg, huh?
No, it was no chicken or egg. It was an apple.
I was speaking proverbially.
It was an apple tree. It was an apple tree.
Yes, you just said that.
Yeah. Who created the apple tree?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you.
I imagine it evolved from a similar tree.
No, the first apple tree had to be created by somebody.
Did it have to?
Yeah.
Couldn't just
and
evolve?
Do you know the answer of the question? You know for a fact who created that apple tree?
Go in the first book of the Bible and it'll tell you.
Oh, well, that's just a book, though, sir. How do you know it's telling you the truth?
I have all kinds of books in my bookshelf upstairs.
Okay, then we'll go back to the scientists. They came back in the age of time, and they were missing one day and 1 hour. And it couldn't... The scientists went back in time.
You're talking about Doc Brown, right?
I don't know who's Doc. No, it was Doc Brown. Whoever Doc Brown is. Anyway.
Are you kidding? He invented time travel.
No.
Back in 1955.
No. It was one day and 1 hour. They were missing.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. The scientists went back in time and one day and 1 hour were missing?
They were short, one day and 1 hour.
They were short a time cube.
What are you talking about?
Okay, there again.
You know, if you want people to believe your religion, you probably should be able to communicate exactly what it is you're intending to talk about here. Because for me, you're way over my head. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Try and lay it out like you would for a dummy. Go ahead.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, the best place to lay it out again is go back to the Bible.
I've seen the Bible, dude.
Okay, did you read about Joshua?
Joshua, you'll have to refresh my memory. It's been years.
Okay, Joshua was fighting the enemies of God. I mean, not God. Joshua was fighting God's enemies, and the day was not long enough. So he commanded the sun to stand still for one day.
God did or Joshua?
Joshua did, but God did it.
Okay.
Now, the scientists couldn't figure this out, so they went to the book, to the holy book, and they found the answer.
So wait, are you saying the sun was moving before Joshua told it to stand still, and then it never moved again?
It didn't move for a whole day.
Well, wait, you do understand the sun has not moved, right?
Yeah.
Well, it moves, actually.
Not in relation to the Earth, though.
No.
Oh, the Earth, whatever. The Earth didn't move or the sun didn't move.
Kind of a big point. the Earth turns and rotates around the sun.
That's right.
So you're saying
the Bible say that the sun goes around the Earth, though?
No.
I think it does.
Is it possible they could have been wrong about some stuff in there?
It could have been wrong, but... Yeah.
Now, if they could have been wrong about the sun going around the Earth, what other things might they have been wrong about?
I don't think it said anything about the sun going around the Earth.
It did.
Okay, we'll have to agree to disagree on that one, but you do admit that there is a possibility that the Bible could be wrong about stuff.
Isn't there a passage in the Bible that talks about how you should stone your children to death if they do things wrong?
Yes. That was in the Old Testament.
Old Testament, Julia, doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Well, didn't Joshua exists in the Old Testament? Or is that
but it also says in the Bible, spare the rod and spoil the child.
So let me go back. Let's go back to the missing hour or day or whatever it was. So they paused the sun. They hit pause. The earth stopped spinning. And then what?
Well,
this is a new story. They didn't teach me this one in Sunday school. So go ahead.
I'm also unfamiliar with it.
Joshua conquered the enemies. He won victory.
Okay.
Now, did he do that by killing them?
Yeah.
So this... Now, wait, isn't that against the Ten Commandments? What's all that about?
Yes, but it's also against it. It's also in the Ten Commandments that, you know, hey, if you just let the child go and don't correct him, you're not going to
kill
him.
You should kill the child, right?
No.
Is that the idea?
No, I didn't say that.
I asked you a question. You had said that this Joshua character vanquished his enemies. I asked you if he killed them. You said yes. Isn't that a violation of the Ten Commandments?
Not if it's God's commandment.
So God can command you to kill someone, and then it doesn't matter that you've broken one of his Ten Commandments.
Sounds a lot like the government.
What are we doing today in Iraq?
We? I'm not in Iraq. Are you?
No, I'm not. But what's our government doing?
Not my government. I'm
killing
not interested
people.
In them. And they are killing people, and many of them believe they're Christians.
I think you're right, and I don't believe in the government doing it either.
Okay, so...
They don't belong there. They have no business there.
But wait,
and I don't know why
they believe
there.
That God told them to kill those people over there.
Pardon?
Well, many of them may believe that God told them to kill those people, that it's okay with God to kill those people. Would you say that it is not okay to kill those people?
That was not my decision.
I'm not asking you if it was your decision. I'm asking you if you think it's okay... By your moral code, is it all right for those men calling themselves, the men and women calling themselves the U.S. military, to go and take the lives of other men and women in another country?
I don't think so.
Okay, I agree with you there. I think
I don't think it is right.
Okay, I'm in agreement with you there. But was it right for Joshua in your story about the sun standing still, was it right for him to kill those people?
Yes, God had commanded him to wipe out
Canaan. How do you know that God hasn't commanded everyone else who's ever killed someone to kill someone then?
I don't know that, but I don't think he did.
So the only reason you think God commanded this guy, Joshua, to kill those people is because it's written in some old book, right?
It's written in the book and, you know, book and...
And someone told you that book was true, right? So you believe it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Didn't Charles Manson write a book, too? I mean, hey, maybe that's the word of God. More coming up. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live, Christmas Day edition.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Christmas Day edition of the show. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Doc Brown.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, a webcam, and listen lines all available for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Not to mention our 60-plus wonderful radio affiliates all around the country. That's affiliates, or excuse me, you can go to affiliates.freetalklive.com. But if you want to listen online, go to listen.freetalklive.com. And if you hate making extra trips back in from the car to carry in the grocery bags, you need to know about the Tota Sack. Been using it for the last several months here at the house, and they are great. Luther.
Doc Brown.
Doc. There was one night where you had brought some groceries over here, and I insisted that you use the Tota Sack.
It was cool.
It's a handy little thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and when I told my friends about it, they're like, oh, that sounds just like the commercial.
Well, I actually saw one the other day in the grocery store, like a wannabe Tota Sack.
No and way. It had, imitation Tota Sack?
Yeah, but it wasn't even close. It did not make the
a
cut.
A photo?
Yeah. It just had little hooks, and it was like three hooks. So like
oh,
you could only
so
hang
lame.
Like. Yeah, and the material it was made of didn't look good
cheap,
at all. The
chintzy.
Yeah,
you could really
looks
grab
like
so much with
brass
just that
knuckle.
You could use it alternately as a weapon.
I thought they were when I first saw them. I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got your Tota Sack stowed in your shopping cart, if you take it with you, Mark takes it with them into the store. I usually just leave it in the back of the car. Mm-hmm. But wherever it is you have it, man, if somebody was to mess with you in the
some
back.
Some ninjas.
Yeah, somebody jumps out and tries to mess with you, you just arm up with the Tota Sack. Because it's made out of 100% recycled materials, and it is very strong right here in the United States, designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to totasack.com to learn more. Order yourself a family pack, TOTASAK.com. As you can hear, it is definitely liked by the people that try it, so give it a shot for yourself. Let's continue here with your phone calls. Ladies come first. Lauren is in New Hampshire. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hi there. Live report this Christmas evening from Chester County Jail out in Westmoreland, New Hampshire. And there's about 10 people out here singing Christmas carols into the know, exercise yard.
Now, that's not happening in Montana. So, Lauren, I mean, what's prompting this? I mean, there's nobody of the activist persuasion that is in that jail. I guess there is one, isn't there?
Well, there's somebody we know, but
that wasn't what prompted it.
To, you know, make everybody have a happier holiday.
That is a great idea. I'm glad that somebody was thinking of the folks in jail, because not very many people do.
It's a very sad place to be on holidays, yeah.
As well, it's a sad place to be any old time, so thanks for going out there and helping cheer those folks up. And you really are singing away there. I don't want to take you away from this. Is there anything you wanted to share, Lauren?
Here's the Rudolph the Reindeer song. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you die my play tonight? Okay, so that's...
Great job, Lauren.
Taste of Christmas carols.
Thank you so much for going out there and doing that tonight.
Very festive.
Sure.
And thanks for the call.
Good night.
Bye now.
Sorry.
Good times.
Yep.
So that's one of the fun things that people can do up here as they get involved with the wonderful activist movement known as the Free State Project. There are a lot of people when they are in jail, they're just forgotten by the people that they thought cared about them. And
don't they say, whoever they are, that when you go to jail, you find out who your real friends are?
That's what they say, and it's true from my observations. So come on out. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about it. It's a great movement full of just wonderful people. Self-starters, because somebody just came up with that idea and said, hey, guys, let's go out to the jail and do some Christmas caroling. They made a phone call to the Pork 411 system, which is a neat little automated system. You can call, leave a message, and then that message is distributed out to hundreds of people via email. And for people like myself or Doc Brown over here, Luther, we've got the smartphones. We can get the actual messages on our phones, and there are some people out there that are transcribing them into text message form, and so you can subscribe to those. And so there's so many different ways to get the news out to people about what it is you're planning on doing. I think this Christmas caroling thing was put together this afternoon. I think somebody called, I think Kurt, one of the activists out here, called the Pork 411, left that message earlier in the afternoon, and they've got 10 people showing up on Christmas Day to go out and do some caroling.
Pretty amazing on short notice like that.
Absolutely, and that's something that you'll see here is that on relatively short notice, a whole bunch of people will turn out. Another activist was arrested this week, and that night a call went out. The next morning, about a dozen people had showed up at the at that arraignment. So they're really, back where I come from in Florida, getting 10 people to show up for any kind of event was a major success. Like, you had to work and make a bunch of phone calls, and you really had to organize to get something to happen, and then even then, you'd have to call the people that were expecting to show up to give them a reminder that they needed to show up, because if you didn't give them a reminder, then you couldn't really expect them to show up, and even if you did give them a reminder, you couldn't really expect them to show up anyway. I mean, it was just awful.
I went to something with you when I first met you at the Sarasota Fair, and I'm pretty sure there were 4 people there.
Right. Yeah, and those were the hardcores, you know, and one of those four people
live up here now.
Yeah, that's right. Two of them, two of the four, and including you and I, right?
So, no, that's four of, oh, so maybe there was one more person, so 4 out of the 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 out of the 5 people that I met that they now live here.
Was the other guy an older gentleman?
I don't think I ever met the older gentleman. Okay. I'm talking about the young lady.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, most of the doers that were down there have decided to pick up their lives and make the move up here to New Hampshire. So I remember the last time I looked at the movement down in Florida at the Libertarian Party that I was involved in down there, the last time I checked them out, they'd shut down their party.
So, and become a club, right?
Yeah, they turned into a club that's less paperwork, I guess, for the state and all that. I guess I don't blame them for that.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show there's not really much happening. On their photo rotator that they have on their website, it shows all pictures from before 2006 when I was living there. So they hadn't done anything noteworthy enough to take a picture of between 2006 and whenever it was I went to look at the website. I think that was earlier this year, so... I mean, I wish they were doing things down there. Yeah. That'd be good for them. But
I think I knew 2 other libertarians when I lived down in Florida.
Is that right?
Yeah. And one of them actually became a libertarian after she had moved away. And, like, she just wrote me one day over the Internet and said, hey, I'm a libertarian now.
So that was one of the two?
Yeah, that was one of the two.
I see. So she wasn't actually even in Florida at the time.
Well, she was in another part of the state.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I'm trying to convince them to come up for Liberty Forum and Pork Fest every year. So
it's a great excuse to come up here.
Yeah, hopefully one of these days they finally will. And then they'll just see how great it is to come here and be around people who have similar ideas to you. It's very, very...
liberating?
Yeah, I guess that's a good word for it.
I'd say even just aside from that, there's just much more of a mind-your-own-business attitude here, whereas in Florida, it's you know, like a bunch of busybodies just standing around waiting to find out what they can find out about everyone they live by. And up here, it's just a lot more, like, there's just overall, even the natives, there's a lot more.
There's still your fair share of busybodies. There's one who lives across the street from my friend's house, and she always calls the cops. She'll dial 911. Because somebody's parked the wrong way on the street or something ridiculous.
That's what happened the other night at Festivus, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They called on, that was actually a call to the cops to bring the cops
out? Yeah, the old lady across the street.
She called the police because someone was parked the opposite direction from the side of the road they were.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, busybodies, you're going to run into them everywhere, but it's nice when you actually have people that are of the same belief or relatively similar belief set as you to associate with. And, as you're pointing out, Julia, the native population also just leans more liberty-oriented than the native population in a lot of other places. I'm not talking about Montana. I know there's a lot of people that love freedom there, too.
Actually, I just remembered this, Chris. I don't know if you remember. When we lived back in Florida, there was actually an editorial in the newspaper about somebody who had moved from New Hampshire to Florida and was comparing New Hampshire to Florida and talking about all of the nanny state regulations that they were getting from the local government and just talking about how awesome it was to live in New Hampshire.
I do remember that.
You gave that to me. That was a great story. More coming up here. Even in the remaining moments, there's enough time for your call. If you make it right now on this Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com. If you want to be part of the solution, otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Christmas Day edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want, even in the remaining moments here. We will continue by taking your phone calls. Also, want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. So do enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And if that's valuable to you, you want to help us out, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the Amp Only podcast, Amp Only forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. So we'll continue and take your phone calls. Dave is in Montana, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yo, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey. Thanks a lot, man.
Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, the people singing to the people in jail, maybe they forgot to think it might make them feel sad, you know.
But then hearing maybe, the caroling would make them feel sad?
Huh?
You're saying hearing the caroling would make them feel sad, but a good kind of sad?
Well, yeah, because maybe they'll think they ain't going to do the thing they did to put them in there the next time, you know. Or whatever,
well, most of those people
they're saying, hey, you know, they're out there saying, are they like rubbing it in that we're in jail? Like, ha, you're in jail. You know,
I suppose it could be interpreted in a variety of different ways, but I would hope that those folks in the jail would feel that they would feel appreciative of the fact that somebody.
That's how I mean a good bad.
Yeah, that they would feel appreciative of the fact that someone took the time to come out there and do that for them. I would think.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Yeah.
But there are some pretty jaded, cynical guys in there. There's no.
And I'd like to say a big Merry Christmas to all the people that are in jail for marijuana.
Yeah, and a lot of those folks in that jail are in there for things that did not involve a victim, whether it's marijuana or some other drug, or if it's a driving thing. A lot of those people in there, in fact,
having a couch on your front yard.
Yeah, a significant percentage of them, as I recall from talking to the superintendent of the jail, and that's that way across
the country. Maybe we'll rub it in the face of them people, like because the people that run the jail know the people on the outside, know that the people are in jail for no good reasons. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Dave. Anything else?
Yeah, and I called up to tell you about the lady with the license for the hemp in Montana. It's for 160 acres.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And I want to say that cannabis could be the spearhead of freedom in this country to show the ruling class that it's a plant that will feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel for you, has 25,000 uses. It feeds you the most nutritious food known to mankind, and the only reason why it's against the law is because the corrupt bastards make too much money off of it being illegal.
It's true.
Absolutely.
And I want to tell Orion that ponytails are all right, but I don't. I like.
All right, chat room shout outs, Dave. Thank you for the call. No chat room shout outs. And he's shouting out. Thank you, Dave. Happy Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas.
Too,
thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He's shouting out to the chat room. One of the chat participants.
Well, it actually made me laugh because I'm not really paying much attention to the chat room, but I do see these things coming by, and I've seen discussion of ponytails all night long. So
right?
It's kind of funny, yeah.
Why?
Somebody said ponytails are good. Somebody said ponytails are bad. Someone said pigtails are good. Pigtails are bad. So
you have a ponytail.
I like ponytails. Yeah. They serve a purpose. If you have a lot of hair, I have a lot of hair on my head. It holds it up. Keeps me cool.
I at one time had a ponytail.
I like all tails except for the rat tail, of course.
Yeah, those are not so
cocktails.
I do
like cocktails.
All right, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Still enough time for your call here. And by the way, Mark will be back.
Nah.
I know. Some of you want him to come back. But Mark will be coming back tomorrow for tomorrow night's show. So we're going to be live tomorrow night. We've been live all week long. And thanks to everybody that's been participating in the show here as we've continued to give you live content throughout the Christmas holidays. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Now, Julia, speaking of Christmas stories, you had one that we had not yet gotten to.
Oh, yes.
From a school somewhere. What happened?
A suburban Philadelphia teenager was suspended for one day for wearing a Santa Claus suit to school. Michael Hance said he told his principal the day before that he planned to wear a suit and hand out candy cans. The 18-year-old senior...
Outrageous. We must put a stop to this behavior. Zero tolerance.
The 18-year-old senior said the principal told him that wasn't a good idea because it would provide a distraction. But he wore the suit anyway with regular clothes underneath. Now, I'd like to point out that usually the last day before classes ended was like finals day, and like and there were parties and stuff. So like the last day of school before Christmas break was never a serious day anyway.
Yeah.
It was just a babysitting day because what are parents going to do with you if you're home?
Watch a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Exactly. Hance got nabbed a few minutes after he walked into his first class on Tuesday. This is the reason why I read the article, because I just thought this quote was so great. The school district says that in a statement that Hance was suspended for the day for, and I quote, defiance of authority.
Oh.
And isn't that what it all boils down to?
Right. And I'd like to point out that... that this is an issue. Yeah, first of all, good for the kid for wearing the Santa suit, even though his principal said he couldn't. Good job. But... if this was our private school, there would be rules, and at least in a private school situation, you would be able to choose, you know, which, if you were 18, you'd be able to choose which school you wanted to go to. And
well, your parents could choose what school you wanted to go to, too.
Right, but if you were 18, I would think that you yourself could choose what school you wanted to go to, and there would be different sets of rules and things like that. At my job, you're allowed to dress up on Halloween in a full costume. You're like someone wore a Santa hat instead of their little...
But that could be distracting. People might be distracted. We can't have that.
I'm just saying, like, if it was a private school system, it would be completely different. What I really liked about this article was the fact that it was a government school, that the kid did it anyway, and that the school district representative is actually quoted by saying that he was suspended for nothing other than defiance of authority. I said no. You did it anyway.
And isn't that what schools are there to really teach kids, is to obey authority?
Yes.
I mean, when you boil it all down, isn't that one of the most important
lessons? I didn't learn
lessons?
Much else.
Yeah.
Nope.
Not
well,
after elementary
really
school. Not after elementary school. I mean, you really learn the basics in elementary school, and after that, it's just be on time, sit down.
I learned a lot more on my own, and I still do to this day, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm a graduate of the University of Google.
I only want to learn things on my own these days because, well, I'm interested now. I wasn't interested when they were forcing it down my throat.
Well, that's one thing that the government school system is excellent at doing, and that is sucking your want to learn just right out of you from
absolutely.
A young age. I think reading is the perfect example of this. I mean, how many kids do you know get out of high school and like to pick up books and read?
Not very
many. A lot of them don't, because when they were younger, they made us read Where the Red Fern Grows and The Great Gatsby.
Oh, I hate that book. And everybody defends it. But Richard agrees with me. It is one of the worst books, if not the worst book ever written.
Well, essentially what they said is, it doesn't matter if you like this book. It's good.
It's a classic.
So it's good, by default.
If I ever have a home with a bookshelf with a hidden room behind it, The Great Gatsby will be the book you pull to open the door, because no one's ever going to pull that book.
Let's go to your phone calls. The Amp Line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live, Christmas Day Edition.
It's Orion in New Jersey.
No shout-outs now, Orion. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. This is what Christmas is all about, all right? It's not about anything. I hate receiving gifts, and I hate giving gifts.
Me too.
And this is much to the dismay of my family members. I believe that all gifts are given to you every single day by the people you care about and the people that care about you. And I think that we should have that every single day. And I just, I hate this whole moral obligation to give gifts to people. Like, if you don't give them a gift on Christmas, you don't love them or care about them.
Absolutely.
I did not give out one single Christmas gift this year, last year, or the year before, and I am much happier for it.
Yeah, I feel that since there's so much pressure to buy somebody a gift on Christmas, and it's so expected, that it can't be a thoughtful gift because it's expected. I mean, a real thoughtful gift would be out of the blue. You know, I saw this, I was thinking of you.
Yes.
It's something you would like.
That's what I did with Julia a few months ago. I gave her something that I bought that I saw that I thought, wow, this is perfect for her.
Yep. I give thoughtful gifts, small things generally, to people I really care about all year long. But I will never give a gift on Christmas.
The gift is about being with that person, experiencing life with that person, and having a good time with that person. That's the gift, and that's what I give every day, and that's what people give to me every day.
Well said tonight, Orion. Anything else on your mind?
No, but ponytails are better than pigtails.
I'd have to agree. I think adult females look absolutely ludicrous with the pigtails.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And Luther, welcome aboard here on Free Talk Live.
You did
a great job tonight.
No,
and Julia, you always do a great job. Thanks for being here.
You did okay, Ian.
Oh, we're done for tonight. See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And for those of you out there that celebrate it, Merry Christmas to you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.